Massachusetts, this is YURT, your radio for Hampshire College and beyond. Stay tuned for more news, music, arts, and information here on Hampshire College's own YURT Radio.
This is Henry Epp, and you are listening to North American Psychotherapy. It's a wonderful day outside. It's rainy as all get out. It's soaked. And this is potentially the last episode, I think, of my show before winter break, last show of the semester. I might do an episode next week, but I'm not quite sure at the moment if I'm going to be around. So I'm calling this episode the last episode of the semester, and if I'm around next week, if I'm still in the area, and I do an episode, then it'll be a bonus. It'll just be a bonus for everyone. And it'll be fun. Cool. Got the keys to the yurt. Everything's good. So yeah, how you guys doing? Started a tad bit late tonight, mostly cause it's a big swampy mess out there, and I had to drag my huge baritone saxophone over to the yurt because right after this show, I am going to practice with the stimulus package, who you just heard up top, with The Kid, which has been the theme music for this show throughout the semester. And the stimulus package, for all you in Hampshire land, we are playing on Friday night, this Friday night, 2 days from now, at the Red Barn for the Holiday Entertainment Spectacular featuring Kids' Choice, featuring, I think, the Gin and Tonics, Huckleberry Binge, I think, is in there. Lots and lots of people are going to be there. And I believe Stimulus Package is, we're going to close the show. We're the last act at about 11 o'clock, as far as I know. And it's going to be awesome, and you should all come Friday night at the Red Barn at Hampshire College. And speaking of theme music, I recorded a little theme music myself, or I tried to this weekend because I had access to some really high quality recording equipment over the weekend, and I wanted to mess around with it. And I suddenly had this burst of inspiration to play this, write this song that was in my head, and it was going to be loops and all these great things. And I really tried. I downloaded a really pretty low quality recording software, and I got out my saxophone, I got out a tambourine, I was like, I'll just loop everything over it, and it'll just be great, because I totally know how to do that. And then I tried, and I realized I didn't know how to do that. And this is the result that came out. Yeah, that was as far as I got. Pretty pathetic. But I tried, and so basically what I ended up doing was making a podcast episode, because I know how to do that. I know how to talk into a microphone most of the time, and how to edit that kind of thing, a voice instead of music. So then I made a podcast episode around that, basically asking for people to send me theme songs. And I want to ask again, if you have musical abilities, and you want to send me theme music, if you want to send me music I can use under other produced pieces that I do next semester, because I'm definitely going to keep doing those, that would be great, because, you know, on the Yurt Radio, I can play whatever I want, and I won't get into trouble, because, you know, it's an internet radio station run out of college, and it's, frankly, not that many people are listening. But I suppose I'm thinking, if, you know, I ever wanted to take some of the produced episodes that I have and you know, get them out into the world more broadly, which would be amazing and crazy, and I don't know if that'll ever happen, but if it does, it would be awesome if I could use music from people that I know, people that won't mind not being paid for it being used. You know, people that just want to get their stuff out there. I know a lot of musicians, and if any of you are out there and listening to the show, please send me your stuff, napshow@gmail.com. Okay, finally, one more thing before I shut up and play some music. I didn't know what to play today. I got off of work. I was at work for like 9 hours. That's an exaggeration, more like 7.5. But I was like, I have no playlist for tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do on the show. I have absolutely no ideas. So then I started realizing, oh, this is probably the last show of the semester, maybe, probably, possibly. What am I going to do? And so then I just searched the word goodbye in my iTunes, and I came up with some of the things you're about to hear, and then I was like, oh, what else can I search? Holiday, Christmas, you know, things that are going around this time. So basically, I've got a few keywords. If you have a song that you want to hear tonight that is... on this show, I want it to relate to one of these keywords. 1, goodbye. 2, holidays. 3, okay, holidays includes like Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you want. But I don't want to play that much holiday music because that I hate it. So, okay, goodbye. Holidays. Break, maybe? Vacation? Home, whatever you want to, anything under those, you know, relatively similar terms, throw it at me, on the Facebook, napshow@gmail.com, NAPSHOW, or, napshow.wordpress.com. Let me know. Here we go. We're going to start broad. We're going to start with the popular things, and we'll maybe, you know, get a little bit more weird from there. Here we go.
Goodbye, I say I love you.
Okay. So that was the Beatles, of course. I'm only pausing because I want to apologize for that awful volume jump that just happened right there. And just fix in a couple things, technical difficulties. It's always a party in the yurt, you guys. Always crazy things going on with the technical related stuff. Here we go. Going on with the show. Thank you. That was Charles Mingus with Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which is, of course, a dedication that he made to Lester Young. It's also known as Theme for Lester Young. I don't know if you can hear it, but I've been trying to pick up the sound of the rain falling on the little plastic dome of the yurt. Hold on. Let me be quiet for a second. There we go. Can you hear it? I don't know. I thought I was trying to like get it in there with the, you know, with the Mingus and make it all rainy day and jazzy and so. It's winter, you guys. I mean, it's not really winter. It's strange. Because it's definitely you know, rainy outside, and which isn't a winter thing to do, really, in my opinion. Winter is more snow, which is supposed to happen tonight. Later tonight, I think the rain is going to turn to snow here in Western Massachusetts, and that'll be fun, I hope. You know, I don't think it's going to be another snowpocalypse. I think it's only going to be a few inches of rain, and not like feet and with terrorizing our branches and electricity. Yeah, that would be bad timing. Two snowpocalypses in one semester would be a little bit much. I'm gonna pick it back up here a little bit, pick up the tempo and celebrate the holidays for a moment. And I've gotten one request of a Christmas song, holiday song. For right now, I'm only going to play that one, but if more come in, I may have to play them too, if they're really good. The one that I've had requested is probably one of the best Christmas songs out there, or, I don't know, most something. Most fun, or, I don't know. Let's play it. Noel, okay, I'm going to play something else first, but then I'll play it. Okay, here we go.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año.
That was, who was that? That was Jose Feliciano with Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's not even Christmas yet. But Merry Christmas anyways. Everyone's saying it. Fox News is saying it. They're telling you there's a war on Christmas out there. And you know when Fox News starts their war on Christmas coverage, that it is definitely the Christmas season. Before that was Holiday by Vampire Weekend, and after that and this will be something. I don't know what yet, but something good. Something about goodbyes or hellos or, you know, everything in between. Life, man. What is life? Can anyone answer that? You don't have to. If you want to, that's great, but no pressure. Okay, I'm gonna stop babbling and keep playing some music. Here's a goodbye song that I occasionally enjoy. Here we go.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion went looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Yeah.
That was Van Morrison, Baby Goodbye, Goodbye Baby, Baby Goodbye, Goodbye Baby, Baby Goodbye, Goodbye Baby, doo-ba-da-ba-doo-ba-da-ba-da. And before that was Goodbye Earl, originally by the Dixie Chicks, but covered there by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. It occurred to me during this the break there while the music was playing that... I'm not sure if anyone else enjoys like all the music on this show in the way that I typically do. Like, you know, playing Charles Mingus and then playing Me First and the Gimme Gimmes is a little bit of a stretch. But I don't know. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed the semester if you've been listening all semester. If you just listened once, if this is the first time you've ever heard this show. Whatever your situation may be, thank you for listening, I guess, is all I can say. Yeah, so what should I play now? Oh, man. Okay, it's 8:38 here in Amherst, Massachusetts. It's still raining. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, well, wait, I should figure out what song I'm going to play next. Do you guys want to listen to my, just the thoughts in my head go straight out of my head into my, this microphone? Well, you're going to right now. Woohoo! Yes, what should I play? Good question. Okay, maybe I can try to look at what I want to play and tell you... No, that's not going to work. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to play... well, okay, now I'm thinking about it too hard. This is a fascinating radio, I know. Okay, before... All right, I'm going to do this before I pick something. I want to say that there's a conference going on right now in Durban, South Africa, where the nations of the world are trying to figure out a new treaty to combat climate change. And they're doing a horrible job of it, mostly because they can't figure out a new binding treaty in the way that the Kyoto Protocol functioned in the 90s, where a bunch of nations signed onto it and it was binding and they had to reduce emissions in a certain period of time, and some of them did and a lot of them didn't, but, you know, whatever. So in the long, big scheme of things, I don't know if this conference will do anything. There's a good chance that it won't. Because nations are bad at cooperating. And that's just the sad truth of the world and politics. What's going on right now, if you're not aware, China and the U.S. are kind of sparring over the details of a binding agreement and how far they go. And I don't know the specifics, but basically it's the two largest polluters in the world, the two nations that emit the most carbon into the atmosphere in the entire world are going back and forth over who does what or how much, or I don't even really know. I've kind of lost track of it all. But it's a mess, and it's kind of sad, I think. And I don't know. I guess I'm just putting this out there to ask that you try to do something. If you can... I don't know, write to your legislators, your higher ups. I don't know if that can do anything at this point. But maybe just to be aware that this is going on, and this is probably the biggest crisis that our world is going to face, and we're not really doing much of anything about it. And that's really frustrating, I think. I'm frustrated, and you should be frustrated too. So on that note, hold on. These countries that are holding this back don't have a very good reputation in the world right now, as they struggle over this and hold back any serious kind of change. So I'm going to play this song for them.
I know I got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything, you know I haven't got.
ashes out. Black bed linens blowing around, back and forth and up and down. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, I had nowhere else to go.
Down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my load. Ain't no girl can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
All right, that was, of course, The Man in Black, Johnny Cash. And right before that was Iron and Wine with Me and Lazarus. And, oh man, I have two songs I want to play before I go. I don't know if I have time for both of them. Oh man, I have time for the first one and then probably like part of the second one. But I think they're both important songs to play. And we'll kind of, you know, wrap up what the general gist of the music I've played on this show has been pretty frequently this semester. It's been all over the place. And if you have any thoughts on that, please let me know. If you want to hear something else, if you want to, if you think what I play is good, if you think it's like, that was weird, I don't want to listen to that ever again. Those are all legitimate feelings. So let me know. Just shout at me. Napshow@gmail.com. NAPSHOW@gmail.com. Same thing, but napshow.wordpress.com is a blog where you can see things that I've posted. I'm going to be posting all of the recorded, produced episodes that I did this semester there pretty soon. The home episode is already there. You can listen to it there. You can download it there. You can do stuff with it. And the two Rebellion episodes will be up there very soon, and I will send those your way once they are there. So I just want to say a wonderful and joyous goodbye to all of you for the week at least, and quite possibly until January. I think I'll probably be back next week. We'll see. We'll see how things go. I don't know. Okay, I'll let you know on that one. But I'm going to just to be safe, I'm going to pretend that this is the last show and woo, oh my gosh. So here we go. Here's Tom Waits and Prince, and then we're out. Have a wonderful evening, y'all.
I'm pregnant. I'm on 9th Street. Right above a dirty bookstore, right off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope. And I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays the trombone and works out at the track. Charlie, I still think about you every time I pass a filling station. On a carol, the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still have that record of Little Someone stole my record player. How do you like that? And Charlie, I almost went crazy after Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Over everyone I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back. I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot and I wouldn't sell it young. I'd just drive me a different car every day. Or depending on how I feel. Charlie, if you want to know the truth of it, I don't have no husband, he don't play the trombone. I need to borrow money to pay this lawyer and Charlie. They say I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's.
Can't seem to make up your mind.